Well, this call is being recorded, and we're going to start off with the word of God. Father, we just come to you this morning giving you praise, honor, and glory. We thank and praise you, Lord, for all that you are, for all that you have been and what you're going to do. We thank and praise you that we can trust in you, Lord, that we don't have to lean on our own understanding, but that as we acknowledge you, you will direct our path, not that you might, but you will. So, Father, just put down in our hearts to give us an opportunity to trust you, to allow you to direct us. And, Father, we thank you that we can start off by doing that. On the master's call, we thank you, oh God, for Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon and for Dr. P.K. Roberts, oh Lord, who set forth the mandate, who followed what you told them to do with this call. And Father, we thank you and praise you for Artists International, for the Diez de Leon family. Father, we thank you that they said yes to your desire for them, that they trusted you, Lord, and we pray that they continue to trust you, Father. We pray, oh God, that you continue to order Dr. Vanessa's and Dr. P.K. Roberts' footsteps. Father, that you continue to shower down favor upon them. Father, we pray that you continue to hold Dr. Vanessa's family as well as Dr. P.K. Robert in the palm of your hand as you continue to comfort them and soothe them and love on them in Jesus' name. Father, we thank and praise you for the speaker who will bring forth a word that we know we need to hear this morning. Oh, God, that it will be nourishment to our hearts, nourishment to our souls, oh, God, and that we won't just keep it to ourselves, but we will go out and share it with someone else. Father, now we bind Satan in Jesus' name off this call. He nor his cohorts have any place on it. This call has been sealed, saturated with the blood of Jesus, blood washed by the love of, by the blood of Jesus, Father, that the airways are clear, that there is great transmission, that nothing will fall short on this call in Jesus' name. Father, now we just thank you for each and every person who has stopped by this way this morning, that you will bless them abundantly. Lord, that you will do the more, the above and beyond all they could ever ask or think according to the power, Lord. It's the power that is within them, that was already in them, that's there in Jesus' name. Father, we love you, we adore you, we worship you, and we seek to daily please you. In Jesus' name, amen. I will now turn the call over to the host. I love you with the love of the Lord. Have a very, very blessed day.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much, Sister Willa, for opening us up in prayer and also for greeting the people. And I, too, want to greet each and every one of you. My name is Robin Wilson, and I'm here in New Jersey, and we welcome you to the Master's Call. Our call is about our Master. We put him first in everything that we do. We want to start our day off with him, and we want to end our day with him also. We have an email address for you, and we encourage you, please, send us your praise reports. Send us your prayer requests. We love to pray. There are many of us who love to pray. We are bombarding the gates of hell. We're going before the throne room, and we know that God is working on your behalf. So send us those requests. And if you would like to be a prayer intercessor, we are calling mighty men of valor to come forward and victorious women of God. We want each and every single one of you. And you can send that to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. We have an awesome website. And when you go to our website, you'll be able to read about our history, also our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, when we started the call, and you'll be able to listen to all the messages, and you can download them too. And all you have to do is go to themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. That is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. So again, welcome to the Master's Call. We are glad that you are here. I am going to just tell you a little bit about the woman of God who is going to come forward. She loves the Lord. She is a mother of three. She loves to pray. She's one of our prayer intercessors also. She is a member of Bethel Church in Delaware, Wilmington, Delaware. She is also an Artists International distributor. First and foremost, LaShawn loves God. She loves what he's doing in her life, and she loves to share that excitement with others. So I am going to bring to the front and I'm going to call forward my sister in the Lord, who I truly adore. Sister LaShawn, are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me, Minister Robin?
I can. Good morning, and God bless you.
Amen. Good morning. I love you. I love you. I love you. And I'm just so grateful to be on a call this morning. I'm so grateful that God woke me up this morning in the right mind. I may have overslept a little bit, but amen, God is good all the time. So, Father, I come to you this morning and thank you. I thank you for the prayer that my sister Rilla put forth before God's kingdom. I already bless and touch and agree that all will be well and the lines will stay clear despite of and because of. Father God, I thank the mighty women of God that you have put in my life. I thank the mighty women of God, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, that listened to your call and made this call happen. And most of all, Father God, I ask that you please continue to decrease me and increase you, and hide and shield me behind the drippings of the blood of the Lamb, Father God. Let this word that you downloaded in me come forth clear and be a blessing unto somebody else. So good morning, Master's Call family. I am so excited to bring forth the word. And, you know, we've been doing a lot of testimonies on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we've been celebrating what God has done for us and how he has changed our lives and just done the supernatural. You know, there's a difference between the natural and the supernatural. The natural is, yes, you got the job. The natural is, yes, you have money in the bank. But the supernatural is you may not have had the experience or the amount of time needed for that job. The supernatural is you may not have had the background check to get that job. The supernatural is when you applied for the job, amen, you didn't know how you were going to get to that job because you didn't have a way to get there or anyone else to help you. But the supernatural in God is you getting your car or your car being fixed or someone calling you and say, hey, I just moved to such and such neighborhood and come to find out they're right around the corner from you and work close to or if not at that job. So I am here to tell you, even if we don't have a specific call that says it is a testimony Tuesday, Thursday, always remember Jesus, remember him, and know to always give a testimony. Give a testimony in the supermarket. Give a testimony when you get your hair and nails done. Give a testimony before you go to church, after church, in your NA or A meeting, while you're walking your on the block. Always give reverence to God. So my word today, it comes from both Genesis, yes, we're taking it way back, Genesis 19, and we're also going to cross-reference, and we're going to go into Philippians 4. And I'm not going to read the whole thing only because of time restraint, but just know that when you think about what I'm going to read, you're going to say, wow, this is some serious stuff. You know, this is a serious matter that's going on. And I just want to remind us all that when we put God first, all will be possible. So the main gist is, forbidding things seems so appealing. What should I do when I am tempted? Again, forbidden things seem so appealing. But what do I do when I am tempted? And I'm talking, of course, to, you know, those who have given their lives back to God and those who want to give their lives back to God, amen, but don't know how, and those who are thinking about giving their lives back to God and don't know how, and those who are just not quite there yet. In other words, I'm speaking to everyone. At the dawn the next morning, the angels became insistent. Hurry, they said to Lot, take your wife and your two daughters who are here. Get out right now or you will be swept away in the destruction of the city. Again, I'm reading Genesis 19, and I'm going to paraphrase between the 15th and 30th verse. when Lot still hesitated, and think about this, we all hesitate. Someone says, you got to do this now. It's with great urgency. You got to do it now. Sometimes we want to shuffle our feet a little bit. Sometimes God will say to us, I need you to go and pray over that sister or brother now. But we want to shuffle our feet a little bit. And Pastor Everett talked about it so eloquently on Tuesday when he said, you know, there was a homeless man under the church, but I was going to do something else because I already had a plan. But when God tells us to do something, or when he gives us the word or a message to do something, it's not do it in a little bit. It's not do it tomorrow. It's not do it when you get a chance. It is drop what you are doing and do it now. So when Lot hesitated, the angel seized his hands and the hands of his wife and two daughters and rushed them to safety outside the city, for the Lord was merciful. When they were safely out the city, one of the angels ordered and said, run for your lives and do not look back. Do not stop. Do not go and ring on your next door neighbor's door and say, hey, we're running for our lives. You must come with us. He said, do not stop or look back anywhere in the valley. He didn't say some places in the valley. He didn't say the part of the valley that was you know, Skid Row or the mansion built part. He said any part of the valley. Escape to the mountains or you will be swept away. So Lot says, oh, no, God, you know, please, you've been so gracious to me and saved my life, and you have shown me such kindness, but I cannot go into the mountains. Disaster surely will catch up to me there, and I will soon die. How many times, amen, have you thought about where God told you to do something, and he said, go out in that neighborhood and talk about God and tell those gangs to put the drugs and guns down? How many times has God told you to organize a march or walk in your church so that you can change what's going on in our neighborhood? All these killings, all these rapes, all these addicted babies being born, all of this stuff that is not of God. But we say, but Father, how could you send me there? For one, I live in a 4,000-square-foot home. Surely someone that lives in the projects may not understand me. They won't receive me. They're not going to, and even if they do, right, I don't want to be one of the ones killed. Let me tell you something. When God tells you to move, you must move. You may not reach every Blood or Crip. You may not reach every Nieta. You may not reach every prostitute, pimp, or number runner, but there will be that one. There will be that one person that you pray over or speak to, and they will say amen or ouch. And most of the time, they just want someone to say something to them besides, you're a thug, pull your pants up, you're worthless, how dare you crud our streets like this. What you got to do is if God tells you to go in that neighborhood and profess the word of God to them, do it. So Lot said, disaster's going to catch up to me and I soon will die. See there in a small village nearby? Please allow me to go there instead. Don't you see how small it is? And my life will be saved. And this is a reference point. That's why Zoar was called that, because it means little place. All right, says the angel, I will grant thy request. I will not destroy that little village, but hurry, escape for it now, for I cannot do anything until you arrive there. And when Lot reached that village, just as the sun was rising over the horizon, the Lord then rained down fire and burning sulfur from the sky to Sodom and Gomorrah. He utterly destroyed them, along with other cities and villages of the plain, wiping out everything, not some things, everything, the crops, the people, the plants, the everything, just gone. And the reason why, you know, because you're like, well, if God loves us, why is this happening? Well, that area, you know, it was a little bit extra, you know, per se. You know, there was a lot of fornication, a lot of sin, a lot of things that was not of God. And he was, you know, like, listen, I gave you an opportunity once before. Now I see I have to help you out again. So what happened was, when everything in that village was destroyed, the instructions were, do not look back and do not go anywhere else except where instructed. Well, Lot's wife looked back, and she was seeing what was following behind them. And we know the story. What happened to her? She turned into a pillar of salt. Now, you know, when I say that forbidden things seem so appealing, and what should I do when I'm tempted, that is a prime example of not listening to God's word. God did not say, run and turn back to make sure your next-door neighbor and her dog is behind you. He said, keep it moving. And a lot of times, even in today's times, we will hear instruction from God, and we get tempted to do something else because it seems appealing to us. I'm not necessarily talking about illegal, illicit things. Anything that is not of God is not appealing to him. Hurting your neighbor is not appealing to God. Not ministering unto someone else is not appealing to God. If you know that someone has high blood pressure and you know that history has been repeating itself and you're not letting someone know about the goodness of the product of Artists International, that is not appealing because you're keeping a blessing from someone else. No one said, tell someone about Artists International and the products and how they work, and then they will definitely be cured. No. What was said was, share what was taught unto you, amen. And see, if God could do it for one person, surely he'll do it for someone else. So if you notice that your blood pressure went down because you were taking green 29 and green Lviv and you're a red Lviv as you were instructed to do, and your blood pressure went down or your diabetes was eradicated or your viral load has gone down and your T-cells have gone up, when these things happen to you, why not share the good news to someone else? I don't know who I'm talking to, but you need to share the good news. And like my Pastor Beeman would say, all right, well, I'm not talking to anyone. Amen, light, you know. So amen, Sprint, if I'm not talking to anybody. But when forbidden things seem so appealing, what do I do when I'm tempted? Well, 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, every test that you have experienced is the kind that normally comes to people, which means so far that this is not a significant situation to you. You're not making front page news with any situation that you are going through. But God keeps his promise, and he will not allow you to be tested beyond your power to remain firm. At the time you are put through the test, he will give you the strength to endure it and so provide you the way out of it. Again, that's 1 Corinthians 10:13. So surely if God tells you, you know, to do something and you follow through with it, that's appealing to him. But then when you go the other way, you know, and then we want to complain, oh my gosh, I don't know what happened. How did this happen to me? The same way that happened to Lot's wife. Do not look back. The instructions were clear. Do not stop. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. He said, keep it going. But when we don't listen and obey the word of God, we have to be prepared for the repercussions. So again, I say to you, like my word of the day, when forbidden things seem so appealing, what do I do when I'm tempted? I'm going to give you an example of something else that might be tempting to do. When other people are backbiting, when other people are gossiping, when other people are putting someone else down, don't add fuel to the fire. Don't continue to placate and add more drama to it, because mama always taught me, bone takes a bone. So
Minister LaShawn?
Yes, devil ain't going to shut me up. Amen.
Amen.
We rebuke that. Amen. I'm sorry. So as I was saying, where people are participating in gossip behavior, where people are participating in things that are not of God, and you in the slightest bit you know, get involved with it. Even so much of an aha, girl, I know what you talk about. She makes me sick with that. Or, yeah, I know what you talk about. Yeah, she slept with her husband. That is not your place. That is not God-like. So when things seem appealing and because of temptation, rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Sprinkle the blood of the Lamb over your vocal cords. Sprinkle the blood of the Lamb over your thought process and ask the Father in the name of Jesus to remove the temptation to hurt someone else. So as I said, I was going to cross-reference what I was reading before from Genesis and go to Philippians 4. And he said, there it says, is a closing appeal for steadfastness and unity. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, you whom I love and long for, my joy, my crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, dear friends. And I'm going to skip down to 4. Rejoice in the Lord always, and I will say it again. Rejoice in the Lord always. Let your gentleness be evident to all, for the Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, be in prayer and petition with the Father and in thanksgiving. Present your request to the God of your heart, which is God, and all the peace of God, which transcends into understanding, will guard your heart and mind in the name of Jesus Christ. So when you are tempted to do something that's appealing, pray to God. You know, Minister Robin has been doing a series on how to pray. You don't have to be, you don't have to go to college and take prayer 101 and prayer 105 and advanced prayer and everything like that. Minister Robin taught us, go to the Word of God, find a scripture that fits your circumstance and pray unto it. So when you come to the Lord in prayer and ask him to remove those things that are tempting and to remove those things that are unlike, it will be done in the name of Jesus. Do not be tempted like Lot's wife and continue to endure in things that are not of God. If it is not of God, you will know it. You will feel it in the pit of your stomach. You will see when other people say it to you. And it's not because people are trying to be mean or because your stomach is hurting. It's because the Spirit of God is trying to tell you, my child, you're going the wrong way, the same way that Lot's wife went the wrong way. So in closing, testimonies, always, always be willing to give a testimony. So you may say, well, what testimony would Lot have if his wife had turned to a pillar of salt in front of him and his daughters? The testimony is this. God wants to let you know that he has a plan for you. And sometimes that plan doesn't seem, you know, going the way that you want it to go. And that's because you're not looking at it in the supernatural. Sometimes God removes people out of your life so that you can get your blessing. Sometimes God will put you, you know, on block A instead of block B. And although you had your mind set on that home or block B and you wanted that house because it had the beautiful landscape and it was close to work, but God put you somewhere else, it's because you are going to be a blessing to someone else. Remember, every part of your life has a season. As the same way that the world has different seasons, your life has different seasons. So when God puts something before you, it may not appear as something that you want in the meantime, but just know that all the time, God's choices are what are best for us. So the testimony, and I don't personally know a lot, none of us did, but reading his story, the testimony is he was able to get out of a destructive situation and be able to let his daughters see what God can do for them. He didn't have to send angels down to save them. He didn't have to send a messenger down and say, you know, go over here and get out of there. That didn't have to happen. So always remember, just because it doesn't appear to be a blessing, it does not mean that it is not a blessing. Just because someone was removed out of your life does not mean that you did something wrong. It's just that God is preparing you for something better. So I just thank God for the word that he downloaded into me. And we're always putting our testimonies, and I share this with Minister Robin all the time, or Sister Tiffany. This was not the word I planned on doing, but God. Oh, but God, he knows how to show up and show off all the time. So I thank you, Father, for using me as a vessel and getting this word come forth clearly. Despite the enemy's attempt to shut me up, it's not going to work. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And again, I'm not sure who I'm talking to, but I just know one thing. God always has a plan. Follow it. And when things that seem so appealing come, pray in the name of Jesus, and Jesus and God will deliver you the way that you need to be delivered. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Wow, glory to God. Powerful, powerful message. Thank you so much. Family, you can go and listen to the playback call, and that number is 712-432-1085, PIN number 957677#. Don't forget, fill a bottle, save a life.com, and that is for Evangelist Gwen Baby. She's fighting. She won the battle against breast cancer, taking the Artist International product and believing first and foremost the word of God. So go to fillabottlesavealife.com if you would like to just sow into her life. And we have an artist motivational call immediately following this call. It is hosted by our godmother, Dorothy Cook, and that phone number is 605-475-4700. The PIN number is 533-342-POUND. Now, that is the PIN number you will use today and tomorrow. But starting on Monday, the new PIN code will be 476895#. That begins Monday, PIN code 476895#, for the Artist Motivational Call. Sister LaShawn, will you please come and seal that word, lift up our prayer request, and then bring us the benediction so we can go and move forward and have a wonderful day serving our God as a minister in the marketplace.
Amen. Father God, we come before you, sealing this call and thanking you. We thank you for everything you have done for us. We thank you for the motivational call that is coming forth after this one. Father God, we know that some of us need a little extra push. We know that some of us just need a little knowledgeable wake-me-up, Father God. So we thank you. We thank you for the words that came forth on this call today, yesterday, and those coming tomorrow and thereafter. Father God, continue to bless and enrich Evangelist Gwen Baby. Thank you, God, for the product that is continuing to heal her and give her longevity. Father God, continue to comfort the Weatherspoon family and those that are close to them. Father God, continue to bless the Preston family, the Wilson family, the Starks family, Father God. We thank you so much for healing those who thought they could never be healed, Father God. We thank you so much for the power and spirit of forgiveness, the power and spirit of love, the power and spirit in the name of Jesus that all will be well when we work together. Father God, bless this call. Continue to keep this call going, Father God. We know that anytime something is going good, the enemy tries to make it bad. So block the airwaves from his demonic pressures. Block those who may try to call in and not hear the word of God, but try to carry, you know, something to make it destructive, Father God. We trust and know that anything that was meant for evil, you will turn to good, Father God. So we love you. We give reverence to your name, and we thank you. Father, all the prayer requests that have been sent to us, we just ask that you please bless them in the name of Jesus. Please find employment, Lord, for those who are seeking it. Please find comfort for those who are in need of it. Please bless those who don't know how to stand up for themselves. We thank you for Joni in Tampa and restoring her to good health. We thank you for Jackie's family in Indiana and all the wonderful things that you are doing for them. We thank you for the steadfastness in Christina in New York. And thank you for her being able to be a loyal listener despite us and because of. We thank you for blessing those who face challenges today, yesterday, and always, because we know and touch and agree that you will turn it around for good. So, Father, as we close this call in prayer, we just thank you. We just thank you, and we love you. All these things we ask in your heavenly and precious name, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Amen. Praise God. Well, family, we love you. We are glad that you're part of the TMC family. Don't forget the artist motivational call immediately following this one. Go out and be a minister in the marketplace because we are better together. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye for now.